As excitement builds for Sailing Week 2026, running from March 29 to April 6, officials are putting the spotlight on sustainability in tourism. Speaking at a media event providing updates on the week, Minister of Tourism and Sustainable Development, Civil Aviation and Innovation, Dr. Honorable Kishore Shallow, emphasized that as this country advances its tourism, it must be anchored in sustainability. He added that much emphasis has been placed on the green campaign, Go Green, as any other aspect of Sailing Week.
And also, critically, while we talk about tourism advancement, we have to ensure that there's sustainability. And that is why, particularly this time around, we have that component of green campaign, Go Green. And so we have placed as much emphasis in that component as any other part of SVP Sailing Week. And you'll see, and I want to thank particularly NOC, who is represented on the steering committee by Amber Glasgow, and they have been putting forward their initiatives and being extremely supportive.
Minister of Tourism and Sustainable Development and Civil Aviation, Dr. Honorable Kishore Shallow. As Sailing Week 2026 goes green, St. Vincent and the Grenadines' Clean Regatta Manager and National Olympic Committee member, Alexandria Paolino Punnett, explained how the sailing community is leading in global sustainability shift. She details how Vinci Sailing's recognition in the Clean Regattas program is driving measurable change from reducing plastic waste to inspiring a new culture of ocean stewardship.
In December 2024, Vinci Sailing proudly became Sailors for the Sea, joining the Global Clean Regattas program. It's the world's leading sustainability certification for on and off the water events. And the program unites boaters with a passion to save the ocean. This initiative focuses on reducing plastic waste at the source and protecting our oceans through practical, measurable actions. 2024 in December, we got bronze. This national regatta in August 2025 and our Christmas party, we were awarded gold certification. So the certification gives us a measurable incentive to make even greater efforts for all upcoming events, and we're contributing to changing the mindset of our sailors and inspiring all participants and visitors.
Punnett announced a green team for Sailing Week 2026, ensuring sustainability is a shared effort. She called on all participants to adopt green boating practices so together they can reduce waste, protect the ocean, and foster a lasting culture of environmental responsibility.
And for this Sail Week 2026, we are going to implement a green team so that we ensure that not all responsibilities are on one person and the overall effort is a community responsibility. As you know, we all need to play our parts and help each other to stay conscious and motivated to provide our best to protect the ocean and the planet, because we all live on the same planet. There is no planet B. We do our best to prioritize reducing plastic use at the source. So on the whole, we encourage all race committee members, race participants, event attendees, everyone who does so much work to get this together, to learn about the ways they can reduce their environmental impact and follow green boating principles in their own lives.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines' Clean Regatta Manager and member of the National Olympic Committee Commission for Sustainability, Alexandria Paolino Punnett. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.